University of Connecticut sophomore Megan Sulpizi went back and forth on her decision for weeks before finally deciding to share her story on Humans of UConn.
It was probably the scariest thing I've ever done. You're putting yourself in a very vulnerable situation, which is very difficult to do. But basically, I want other people to feel like they can share their stories. And I felt like if I can't do it, I can't ask other people to do it.
That was Sulpizi. Her story on Humans of UConn begins, "The bravest thing I have ever done was continuing my life when I wanted to end it." Now, through Humans of UConn, she has shared it with more than 8,500 people. Humans of UConn, a growing social media campaign inspired by the well-known blog and media presence Humans of New York, has amassed more than 350 stories ranging in content from harrowing obstacles and awkward quips to comical tales. All of the stories are told by UConn students on UConn's campus. Three students, sophomore Meha Sadana, junior Fritz Bacon, and sophomore Chris Stumper, run the page. Each week, they wander around campus and take photos of students who pique their curiosity. Then they post the photos of the students alongside a snippet from the conversation. Sadana, Fritz, and Stumper are a mixed bunch with a range of photography experience and interviewing skills, but they follow the same tenets set forth by the page's founder, recent UConn graduate Jay Lin, in 2014. Lin knows it's not expert photography or professional interview skill set that gives Humans of UConn its edge.
I think it takes curiosity and compassion. The curiosity to kind of explore the stories of those around you and the compassion to listen to those stories and share them in the way that they were meant to be told.
The posts don't include any introductions to the quotes or attributions to the people who say them. The sole focus is the story behind the photograph. One student tells a tale of male modeling gone wrong. "When I worked at Newbery Comics," the post reads, "they asked me to model their clothing. I thought they would just use the photos on their website, but they put them all over the store I worked at. I ended up having 6-foot posters of myself in my own store that I had to look at while I worked. It got weird." The post is paired with a photo of a smiling young man in tortoise glasses. Another story tells of immigration. "One of my favorite memories back in Ghana were those school days during the rainy season, those mornings where you wake up at 6 a.m. and it's raining so heavily you pray to God that it keeps raining this way until your parents go to work and leave you home because a lot of the teachers in primary school then don't show up anyway," the post begins, paired with a photo of a smiling student, his arms crossed in front of him. Some posts are funny, while others drop the humor to share somber, character-building stories.
And we could easily get a photo a day of someone like, "Oh, I had cream cheese for breakfast."
Yeah.
"Oh, awesome." But we want to get that, you know, those stories that really reflect UConn, and reflect some of the diversity we have there, and like all these cool, interesting people. You know, that's what the page is about.
That was Bacon, one of the three behind Humans of UConn, with chuckles in agreement from the other two. To get the stories, each photographer uses their own tricks and methods. Bacon likes to start with a story, like a childhood memory or an ideology. Sadana picks up on people who are alone or chatting comfortably with friends.
I usually try and pick people who are either sitting alone or looking very comfortable with the people around them. That's usually when I get the most interesting stories and most intimate stories.
Stumper looks to reflect the student's personality, often working with people he already knows.
I like to post something that really reflects the person, and if I know their personality, it's so much easier to do that.
They take different paths to get there, but all three agree on the goal. They share the stories of UConn to humanize the thousands of students walking around campus, hence the name Humans of UConn. And for them, at least, it's working.
The faces become a lot more familiar in UConn, and you know, it starts to feel a little bit smaller.
The photographers engage with people they wouldn't get to know otherwise, and they hope the stories they share do the same for their audience, says Stumper. For Sulpizi, sharing her story did just that. A student she'd never met before approached her, thanking her for speaking up.
The person who came up to me was like, "Thank you for sharing your story. It was very powerful to me." So that was really rewarding for me, because I guess that kind of reassured the goal of posting my story.
So far, Silpizi says, reactions to the posts have not manifested in the common negative format that so often invades comment sections, something she initially feared.
It is extremely scary, and it's something that, I said this earlier, I went back and forth a lot about, but I think in the long run, I'm extremely happy that I did, and I think that it not only benefited other people, but it did benefit me as well.
For Stumper, who photographed Silpizi and published the post, the feedback has shown him the power of Humans of Yukon.
The first story we keep talking about can reach a lot of people who are suffering from either mental illness or any sort of issue on their own. If they can relate to it, and people have commented that they have, even though they don't know her, that's just incredible to see that and see that positive feedback on important issues.
Silpizi's post was the 22nd Humans of Yukon post this semester. With a goal of 3 to 4 posts per week, the Humans of Yukon photographers aim to continue sharing stories that give voice to the students who don't always feel like they have one, says Stumper. Social media is a powerful tool today. Bacon describes the rush of harnessing such a tool for a positive influence.
There's some really cool stories out there, and it's awesome finding a good one. And you just know, like, I can't wait to share this with people. They're going to love it. And that's probably the best feeling.
For WHUS News, I'm Cheyenne Hazlett.